Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Give him quality thanks tonight. Quality thanks, praise, worship, adoration. Someone is saying thank you, Jesus, already for the manifold blessings that I'm receiving tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Not just for the things past, not just for the things present, but even for the things you are about to do. Someone saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, because I'm walking out of this place healed, delivered, changed, transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm walking out of this place with a new anointing, a new experience. Your grace, my life has changed. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life has changed. I will never be the same. My life must change. My life must change. Tonight, go ahead and pray. Mighty encounter. Do something in my life tonight only God can do. Do something in my life tonight only a Savior can do. Do something in my life tonight only a healer can do. Do something in my life tonight only a restorer can do. Do something tonight in my life only El Shaddai can do. Do something in my life only Jireh can do. Do something in my life that only the lifter can do. Someone is praying. Shabaka barakata balakata braska balakata. Rakata barate baratus kabrende beleke baratus yata. Give me a testimony of triumph, a testimony of restoration, healing. Lifted by your spirit. Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, he says, we were like them that dream. God can turn a man's captivity. Did you hear me? God can change the story of a man. If you don't believe that, you are not a child of God. Because God is not an idol. May he change your story tonight. May my God, I don't know about your God, but may my God change your story tonight. May my God give you a new song tonight. May my God rewrite the epistles of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready for tonight? I'd like you to hold hands with someone by your left and right. We're going to be praying in the spirit for just 5-10 minutes, connecting by faith. And for those who are not here, following online, go ahead. In the next 5-10 minutes, we're praying. Why are you praying? To enlarge your capacity. Why are you praying? Because God is determined to bless you. Someone pray. Someone pray. Someone pray. Someone pray. Shadabadagada paratos sabrandaga belagatos yata. Pray.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Is mighty in battle. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord.
is mighty in battle. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. One more minute. Amen, 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 amen. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm hearing a name, Rahila. Rahila. That looks like another name. I don't know if there's someone with that name. I'm hearing a name, Rahila. And the Lord is telling me He's bringing restoration to that family. Rahila. Rahila. Augustina. Someone with the name Augustina. Is there someone? I believe there will be someone with that name, or perhaps many people. Augustina. This is the name that I'm hearing. And the Lord is already speaking to that person. Augustina, you shall not die. This is rebuking the plague of death, the plague of destruction, in the name of Jesus Christ. The plague of death is averted, not just over their lives. What God says to one, He says to all. Whatever will make you cry, mourning your loved ones, we bury it tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm hearing a name, Victoria. Victoria. I presume many people will have that name. Victoria. The Lord wants to take away the plague of cancer from His family, the family of Victoria. This is what I'm hearing in the spirit. Father, I use this once as a point of contact to any Victoria with the plague of cancer over their families. As I'm praying for them, I'm also praying for everyone. This cancer thing is a very deadly, wicked, evil, satanic infirmity. It's able to swallow up people's destinies, cut short their lives. I'm using the Victorias here as a point of contact. If there is anyone who has been marked for death by cancer, as I'm praying for them, I'm praying for everyone by the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that embargo, that yoke is broken now. That yoke is broken now. The power of God is coming on a woman. The testimony that a young lady shared here about miscarriage. This is what happens to you all the time. You take in, but the baby never stays. Something happens and you just bleed and the baby goes. In Jesus' name, I'm speaking by the Spirit. Wherever that person is in this auditorium, across the airwaves, the overflows, I'm praying for you right now. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, let that embargo be broken now. Please, ushers, be sensitive as I pray.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen.
amen, amen, amen.
Spalara manaka kabaratus.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen.
I'm saying it again, the spirit of miscarriage, where you take in and lose the baby, you take in and lose the baby, it says none shall cast her young. I decree every power that sponsors that repetitive pattern, let it be broken now. Broken now. Broken now. Destroyed forever. In the name of Jesus. There's someone, you had a dream. In that dream, you saw your teeth removing. Your teeth. One by one, pulling out. The Lord is asking me to pray for you. Wherever that person is, by the power that raised Christ from the dead. My God. Let the power of God bring you deliverance from that evil. Let the power of God bring you deliverance from that attack. And for all the victorious who are here, I'm going to pray, but I'm seeing something I have to respond to. The Lord just opened my eyes and I just saw a serpent, like a snake. Every orchestration of satanic marine spirits over any destiny here, I'm going to begin to pray. Maybe these people can clear the way, because I'll ask you to bring those people out right now. I stretch my hands. Let fire, every spirit based on this vision the Lord has shown me, in the name of Jesus, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, orchestrations of marine spirits, let the fire of God descend upon them now. 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 Hallelujah. We'll sit down shortly, but I want to pray. I want you to bring those people out right now as I pray. Activities of strange familiar spirit. You see, a serpent is not just a reptile. It's a reptile biologically. But it represents a mysterious orchestration of darkness in the spirit. Are we together now? That was the symbol of Egypt, the serpent. The symbol of bondage, the serpent. The symbol of deception, the serpent. The symbol of strange, mysterious occurrences. I'm praying right now. The power of God is going to come on a few people. People and families that may not even know that is the spirit behind the calamities and the tragedies of your family. Are you ready to shout Jesus? At the shout of that name, anyone who is a victim of this influence, it has damaged your life, your destiny, your family, it must give way now. Whether you are an usher or not, help me bring those under the anointing out. At the count of three, you shout Jesus. One, two, three, shout Jesus. I cast those spirits represented in the operation of the serpent. Be delivered now. I cast those spirit influences over lives, over destinies, over lives, over destinies. Bring them out. Over lives and over destinies. Shateke beteke parakatos kiata. Maprakete berekotiatas. Every covenant represented through the orchestration of a serpent that has tied your life, has tied your family. Hear me, in the name of Jesus, at this miracle service, I declare that that covenant is broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. We are still praying. You see, let me tell you the truth. Watch this. One of the assignments of the miracle service is not just to solve problems, but to also diagnose it. You may be a victim of many things you do not even know the cause. That's why God sent you here. Are we together? I'm still praying that prayer again. Families that are victims of these serpentine operations, making good things to run away from you, making helpers to run away from you, I'm still praying because that fire is still falling. Anyone, any family under the influence of my voice that has been the victim of this operation, you're going to shout that name Jesus again at the count of three. Father, thank you, because there must be deliverance for your people. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Destruction of evil, satanic, marine operations. Hallelujah. I'm seeing the face of a gentleman. I've seen this many times in my visions, where you are looking at an individual, but in the realm of the spirit, you are not seeing a face. You will just see from the neck downwards. Because you see, the face of a man captures a lot of details. Identity is known by the face. When you snap passport, you don't snap your legs downwards. It is your face that is your means of identification. And when that is missing in the spirit, you can be in a place and yet you are never seen, you are never known. The glory, the hair is on a man's face. So when God shows me this, it's because someone's glory has been buried and God wants to release that person from it. I'm praying for you. Any gentleman, any lady, whatever has buried your glory, don't come here and waste your time tonight. We are not playing games. In the name that is above all names, right now, I pray for you. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a restoration. Let there be apakatosh ketebakata. Rekete bakaparato teskiata. Let there be a restoration. A restoration of your glory. A restoration of your dignity. In the name of Jesus. For all those who are in front here, I decree and declare, it is for you or for your family members. Every foul, unclean spirit spying upon the liberty that should be in your life, I decree and declare, by the blood, be delivered now. And I speak to those spirits, leave and never return. Leave and never return. Leave and never return. Every legal access they have over your life and the life of these ones, by the blood, that access is broken. Be delivered now. Be delivered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. They can go back to their seats. Please be seated. God bless you. Welcome to our miracle service for the month of April. There is a gentleman, you are a prophet in the making. And God gave you an instruction to come here today. There is an anointing that God has destined for you to receive. You are a gentleman, you are a prophet in the making. You didn't just come on your own. You were sent by God here. I pray for you wherever you are. I'm going to give a charge a bit, but let the power of God rest upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. That the space that is earmarked for you and your prophetic ministry, that space will not be lost. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say it again, that space will not be lost. Will not be lost to death. Not be lost to carelessness. Your bishopric will not be given to another. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap. Is that the best you can do? In Jesus' name we pray. The sounds of joy, gladness, and rejoicing will never end from the midst of you and your people in the name of Jesus Christ. I welcome everyone, those following online. Be prepared for an encounter. God is already giving us very mighty encounters, and he will do a quick walk in the name of Jesus. Everyone who has traveled from far and near, you are most welcome. Again, Reverend Akila, you're welcome. God bless you, sir. Pastor Fred, you're welcome. God bless you, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ. I've taught you here that a miracle service is a service that is dedicated by God to visit his people by his power and to bring solutions to their concerns, solutions to their fears, solutions to their troubles. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17 says, "The Lord in the midst of thee is mighty." The Lord, not the one in heaven, the Lord who has come down to you is mighty. Because of that, he will save and he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Tonight is a night of divine intervention. This is the prophetic word that God gave me while I prayed, preparing for this miracle service. And I just want to charge our hearts very briefly. I want us to listen. I sense that while I teach, there will be a strong impartation of the Spirit even before we begin to pray. You must realize that a miracle service is beyond a healing service. For most people, their idea of miracles is just limited to bodily healings. And while that is a major part of a miracle service, there are many other issues that plague men, like you'll be learning, that is beyond bodily infirmity. Are we together now? Yeah. There are troubles that can plague men that will even, they would prefer to replace that trouble with sickness because of the weight that it brings upon them. But regardless what challenge you came here with, I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will walk out of this place rejoicing. It is the desire of all men. It is the desire of every man, especially every believer in Christ, to experience growth, to experience progress, to experience advancement in life and destiny. It is everybody's desire as a person, as a ministry, to experience growth, to experience progress, and to experience advancement. When we celebrate special moments like birthdays, please look up. When we celebrate special moments like anniversaries, birthdays, award ceremonies, what we are celebrating in essence is a perception of progress. Are we together now? The reason why you mark those special days and celebrate them sometimes lavishly is because they represent defining moments in your life. They also give you a perception of progress. So when you are X plus 1 year old, you celebrate it with joy because in your mind, or at least based on your perception, you are making or should be making progress. When you commemorate events, anniversaries, and all kinds of special moments in your life, at the back of that celebration is an intention or a perception that you are making progress. And so everybody, psychologists, and I've taught you here, they teach that one of the principal factors responsible for happiness is a sense of progress. There is nobody who frowns in the presence of progress. Once there is growth, once there is progress, once there is advancement in all of its ramifications, it will command joy, happiness, it will command fulfillment. May that be your testimony tonight. Amen. Tonight you should shout amen. Oh, amen. You should shout amen. Amen means let it be so. Amen means I agree with God as touching what I'm saying amen about. Are we together? No one, I wrote here, there's no one under the influence of my voice tonight that has all their desires and expectations met yet. Nobody. Regardless how accomplished, regardless how advanced in life and destiny you and I, you know, as God has shown us mercy, everyone still desires to make progress, have their desires and their goals achieved in one area or the other. I wrote here, and I want you to listen, that almost everyone under the influence of my voice has various areas in their lives where they are trusting God to step in mightily and to give them a testimony. Is that true? Everybody. Even if not for yourself, perhaps for your spouse, perhaps for your children, your parents, your siblings, and so on and so forth. So everyone has an expectation. Everyone has a desire. Everyone has something they intend to reach forth to. I wrote down a few issues that plague men. You see, God sees my heart, how much I desire that everyone who comes here and everyone who connects by way of the internet, that we walk away with evidential testimonies. Testimonies that attest to the fact that you met God. I was thoroughly blessed listening to the testifiers here. Mighty manifestations of the hand of God. Things that only God can do. There are people who are gathered here tonight because they are trusting God to be healed from sicknesses and diseases. There are people gathered here tonight simply because of the plague of stagnation. Stagnation and delays of all kinds over their lives and destinies. There are people who are gathered here tonight because of the plague of lack, want, and poverty. Lack, want, and poverty. And yet the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There are people gathered tonight because of the plague of shame and disappointment. Nothing good seems to happen in your life, and even if it starts, it never finishes. Things begin and you never have the perfection of joy in your life. Something must cut short your joy and your testimonies. Shame and disappointment. There are many people gathered today because of unexplainable demonic occurrences. Occurrences that they do not even have a definition for. Occurrences that they cannot even explain. They just know that they have called it all kinds of names. Others will call it bad luck. Others will call it an embargo upon your life. Strange, mysterious, satanic, demonic occurrences. This is true for lives as individuals. This is true for homes and families. This is true for even ministries. This is true for businesses. Many are gathered tonight trusting God to sort out mysterious demonic issues that have plagued their health. It looks like sickness, but no amount of medical attention seems to attend to it. It is just the expression that is sickness, but that situation is not sickness. It only finds expression as sickness. So whether you take all the drugs recommended, it doesn't seem to solve the problem because the origin is demonic. Many are here because of all kinds of marital and family issues, satanic manifestations over lives and families. A woman, I think it was 2 weeks ago, maybe about 2-3 weeks, this woman sent me a very touching text. Perhaps she's even following online. Gave birth to a normal, healthy child, and after 2-3 years, the child began to behave, you know, very energetic and aggressive. And at first she went to the hospital and they told her that the child was exhibiting what they call mild autism.
By the time the child clocked 4, if I recall the text very carefully, that this boy had become so wild, like a wild animal, sometimes they have to keep him. That is not a medical condition, no. Let me tell you, I'm smart enough to know what is within the jurisdiction of a doctor. I'm praying that that woman is connected, because that child needs to hear something tonight. It's a demonic thing. You give birth to a normal child. Is it not in your Bible that a farmer went to sow, took out time to put his ridges, organize his farm? Maybe he planted orange, but as soon as he left, I've taught you here, the Bible says an enemy came, planted nonsense too. Every planting that is not of God, roaming around the farm of your life and your destiny, we are not even going to give it a chance to grow. We uproot it tonight. We uproot it tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. There are people who are here because of strange negative career issues. Have you heard of people 10, 15 years in a firm, no promotion? Some of them even interviewed those who are higher than them. And it's not just a character issue. They are not wanting in terms of productivity. There's just a wicked embargo upon their lives. There are people who are here because they are trusting God to avert patterns, repetitive patterns, like father, like son. Like mother, like daughter. Father arrested, son arrested. Grandmother raped, daughter raped, spirits. Are we together? Grandmother returned back to her father's house. Mother returned back to her father's house. Now daughter is on her way back to her house. Now don't feel offended. This, once you see repetitive patterns, I've taught you here, the assignment of covenants is to keep events to continue. They may have different actors, but the outcomes will be the same. Hallelujah. Lack and want, repetitive patterns. Betrayal and enemies, repetitive patterns. There are people who are here because they need to end the plague of untimely death. Untimely death. You know, and the way Satan does it in many families is that he does not kill carelessly. He looks for the one who can redeem the rest and kill that person. I'm reminded of a story, I think I've shared it a number of times here. Young, smart, first class graduate who went to collect his certificate, I'm told, and when that gentleman, he was a bike, on a bike, and then he died, just like that. Have you read the story of the widow at Nain? There were three death cases that Jesus handled. Every one of them has a lesson. This is not my teaching tonight. It's a miracle service. But I'm interested in the story of the widow at Nain. There was a mysterious spirit in that woman's life that killed all the men in her life. First, she was a widow. The husband died. Then the only son died also. And Jesus said, no, we have to stop this. They were about to go out of the gate. And Jesus said, what is going on here? And the woman said, all the systems of support in my life, Satan has taken them away. And Jesus resurrected that boy. Are we learning now? There are others who are here because Satan keeps expanding the distance between you and your helpers. They were closer to you in January than they are now. Keeps elongating the distance, and you never seem to meet with the people destined by God to help you. And I've taught you, the statement "be fruitful" also means be relational. You are fruitful only based on your connection. A dot becomes a straight line when a dollar dot allows the line to be joined. Did you hear what I just said? Yes. If you put just one dot on a paper, it can't be called a line. It is a dot that is going nowhere. If you put another dot somewhere, it only becomes a line when the dots connect together. That dot is you. The other dot somewhere is some destiny helper somewhere. The assignment of God, and by His Spirit tonight, is to bring that connection, mysteriously so, in the name of Jesus Christ. And while you are seated here, I want you to believe God is not just here. He's also where your miracle is. Did you hear what I said? He's not just here. Some of you, your miracle is in far America, far UK. He's everywhere. His assignment is to make the bones come together. We don't know where the first bone was, all the bones, but we know that when he spoke, the Bible says there was a sound and bone to his bone. Bone to his bone. All kinds of setbacks. And there are people who are here because your spiritual life has gone down. Yours, you are not sick. You are in a spiritual ICU. Huh? You know how you see patients in ICU? As soon as they come out of that car, they wheel them straight into the ICU because their issue is a matter of emergency. Spiritually, prayer life is not even low, it's zero, gone. Word study life, zero, gone. Everything that made you a Christian has disappeared and vanished over your life. My God is restoring you tonight. There are many of you who are here because you are like the prodigal son. You are destined for honor and greatness and glory, but carelessness, stubbornness mixed with pride has deviated you. And right now your life has been so reduced, you are feeding with the swines of life and destiny. And some of you came here by invitation or came here on your own because the Spirit of God told you, listen, this is not your place. I'm told about the story, popular story of the eagle and the chicken. The eagle that grew among chickens, and one day that eagle looked at the other eagles and it saw a similarity and said, what am I doing here? And it tried to fly, and there it went, never to return back again. I'm praying for you. Those of you who are eagles, destined to be eagles, but you've been roaming around at the low levels of life, may my God take you on a flight tonight. Hallelujah. Why are you here tonight? To turn Jacob to Israel. Why are you here tonight? To turn Rahab the prostitute to Rahab the mighty, Rahab the great. Some of you are here tonight in the spirit of Ruth. Do you know why? Because Ruth lost literally the first phase of her life. There's someone, you came here and everything, the first part of your life is like everything is dead. You've lost everything that represents honor and dignity. When Ruth spoke with her mother-in-law, she said, just go and leave me. I can't have children for you to have husbands from. My life is ruined, destroyed, everything. But God granted her grace, and the later part of her life was full of honor and dignity. For someone, you came here, you've lost everything. The only thing you have left is your physical life, but every other thing has died. There is hope for a tree. Hear me. Even if that tree is cut short, cut off at the scent of water, it will bud again. And I'm praying for you as a result of this teaching. I don't know what you have lost. You've lost your honor, your dignity, whatever. May the restorer restore you. In the name of Jesus. Many of you, God sent you here because your level of spiritual growth is not robust enough for you to fight the battles that are surrounding your life. Let me tell you, enemies can be greater than a man. Did you hear what I said? Not just human. There are, it's an array of light and truth that you need to have to command victory. And while the journey of a believer is progressive and gradual, the enemies don't have any respect for the absence of light. In fact, they delight in it so that they attack you before light comes. And God has sent you to this place like the Ark of Noah, so that certain things will be dealt with in your life. By the time you have that liberty, you can grow, and tomorrow you become a giant yourself. But in the interim, when Moses, who was a deliverer, was a child, God hid him somewhere, because if he did not hide him, small Moses would die. Great Moses as a deliverer would not die from the nation of Israel. He had learned the ropes. He knew how to command power. Even small Jesus had to be hidden. So there are many of you, God sent you here as a city of refuge. Because although it's in your destiny to be a mighty prophet, a mighty apostle, a mighty kingdom financier, at this level of spiritual infancy, if you are exposed to the attacks that the devil has predestined for you, you will not even live to become. And so God has sent you. The meaning of that is that with every prophetic declaration that comes, let your heart be open to receive. There are some of you, God sent you here as the beginning of the manifestation of the covenants that he had with those before you. He had already told them, I will never let this family to be without a witness. And even though you came from a family of idol worshippers, perhaps you are the first person to start becoming serious with God. He sent you because he spoke it to those who have died. You were not there, but because he's a covenant-keeping God, he will still find you, and he's beginning a work in your life tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you, the only reason you came here tonight is because your destiny helper is also here. God for you. I know you won't believe it until you testify that you would not have been here tonight, but because God saw your helper coming, he orchestrated. It's not something you find mechanically. You just leave the connection to God. He knows how to do what you do. But that in this church now, you are here and your helper is also here somewhere. Hi, God for you. Do you believe this? What is divine intervention? Exodus 3, 7 to 9. Let's hurry up. What is divine intervention? Exodus chapter 3, 7 to 9. I'll read verse 7 and we'll read 8 together. Ready? And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Verse 8, let's read together in concert. 1, 2, read. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land, unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Verse 9. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. What is a divine intervention? A divine intervention occurs when God steps in over the affairs and the issues of our lives. A divine intervention occurs when God steps in over the affairs and the issues of our lives, influencing circumstances and situations to turn out for the good of his people. I'll take it again. Divine intervention is said to occur when God steps in over the affairs and the issues of our lives, comma, influencing circumstances and situations to turn out for the good of his people. That is what we call a divine intervention. When God steps in over the affairs and the issues of our lives, influencing circumstances, influencing situations to turn out for the good of his people. It is usually an act of deliverance from negative circumstances or conditions. Divine intervention is an act of deliverance from negative circumstances, negative conditions. I wrote something here and I want you to listen. He does this, God now, God does this as an act of his mercy, an act of his love, and an act of his sovereign power. Why does God step in to intervene? He does this as an act of his mercy. He does this as an act of his love. He does this as an act of his sovereign power. When God steps in over the affairs of my life, over the affairs of your life, over the issues in my life and your life, influencing circumstances and situations to turn out for the good of his people. And I said that he does this as an act of his mercy, an act of his love and sovereign power. Who is expecting God to do that tonight? To step in. Step in. Push everything and step in. And say, I have come to fight a battle my child cannot fight. I've come to deal with an issue that is beyond the believer's power. Why do we need divine intervention? One clear reason, and I want you to listen. Why do we need divine intervention? I wrote here, and please listen, then you write. There are certain situations and circumstances we find ourselves in that are beyond our ability as humans to influence or change. This is the primary reason why we need divine intervention. Because there are certain situations, there are certain circumstances that we find ourselves in that are beyond our ability as humans to influence or to change. There are certain circumstances and situations that we find ourselves in as humans that are beyond our ability to influence for the good and our ability to change. These circumstances can be caused by our ignorance and carelessness. These circumstances can be caused by human factors beyond our control. Or these circumstances can be demonically engineered. I'll take it again. That these circumstances that are usually beyond our control, necessitating a divine intervention, can be caused by, number one, the presence of carelessness or ignorance. Because carelessness or ignorance from scripture can lead men to pain, lead men to difficulty and self-inflicted negative situations. But number two, these circumstances necessitating divine intervention can be caused by human factors which are beyond our control. Human factors. God gave every man a will. Are we together? And God will not usurp the will of men. He will allow men to choose. Now, the only problem is that sometimes in making their choices, it can have an effect on you. Are we together now? For instance, if a grandfather or a father gets up to go and consult powers and writes the name of all his children and says, I want this shrine to protect them. You were not there. God respected the choice of that man, the choice to be evil. But then unfortunately, you can become a victim of the choices and the decisions of other people. Hallelujah. The Bible is full of many innocent people who still suffered. I give you an instance. The daughters of Job did not choose to go to Sodom and Gomorrah. It was the choice that their father made, and they had to follow because they were the daughters. They were about to lose their life, lose their dignity, because they were in a place that was so depraved. There's no record in the Bible that their journey to Sodom and Gomorrah was a unanimous decision. Lot made that choice as the head of that family, and he, together with everyone he had, were on their way to Sodom. There are human factors beyond your control. Are we together? If your director decides to do business with armed robbers and the company loses, the company did not lose because of your lack of productivity, but someone who was your superior went on your behalf and transacted business that should not be, and then you become a victim. You need divine intervention. Many of you right now are in many battles you do not even know. You are just seeing stains of blood all over your life. And you cannot know where the enmity is coming from. Because those connected to you began certain battles either through carelessness or just the will of men. And you found yourself in the middle of troubles you do not know. There are people today who are in trouble because of the kind of surname that is added to their names. Now, nothing wrong, but perhaps there was a battle somewhere. Are we together now? And just because you carry a particular name, someone will ask you, is it this surname I know? You say, yes, sir. And it's all right, you hear from us. That's how you lost the job. The problem was not the first class. The problem was that there was a vendetta that predated your arrival. And you just swept yourself into it. May God arise for you tonight, oh. That the issues around your life that are higher than you, or not the ones that are as a result of your ignorance and carelessness, He will still arise concerning them. But the ones that are due to factors beyond your control, factors beyond your control. Hallelujah. I remember a very humorous story I was told years ago about some of these, our young people who went to sell a property belonging to his mother. And he sold it to a church. They didn't know, the family did not even know he had sold it. They just saw church, you know church people, they surrounded it and were giving thanks. And the mother saw people around the land lifting their hands and thanking God for this kind of breakthrough. True story. And she wondered, she didn't know that her son, the only son, had gone and he gave it at a giveaway and the church saw it as breakthrough. It's not their fault. They paid for it. And the boy kept quiet with the thing. Now, that mama is suffering not because she was careless. She's made her investments, but because she has a child who was not thinking well. Are you seeing that now? Another person's carelessness. And the church is rejoicing, giving God thanks. That was what called her attention. Why are people gathered around my land? Because it was not far from the house. They were lifting up hands, giving God thanks for what God had done. Whereas the boy sold the thing, and of course, you know these kind of boys, it will not take 1 month. That money would disappear. Because the prodigal son, we don't know how long before this money disappeared. But the kind of people who were described in his journey can finish anybody's money overnight. May you not see those kind of people. And if they are around your life this night, may God take them far. Listen, the spirit you call a waster does not work by eating anything physical. It brings wrong people into your life. There are people who can finish 100 million in one day, 100 million in one night. You would think I'm exaggerating. They will be involved in stupid things that destroy it overnight. Satan for you. Hallelujah. So human factors beyond your control. You can be in pain and be a victim of another person's carelessness. One more example on that. Have you heard about the man in the Bible called Jonah? Jonah. Jonah sinned against God. He knew the hand of God was against him. He quietly entered a ship. Did he confess it? No. He just kept quiet. Are we ready to go? I hope you know he was a prophet. So he already knew what would happen. When the storm and all of that started, he was sleeping. The people suspected that something is wrong. All of us are panicking, but somebody here is not participating in this rescue. And they went to wake him. It's in your Bible. Jonah! And he got up. What is wrong? Why are we crying? We are throwing everything and you are keeping quiet. And he still kept quiet. Until they casted lots and it fell on him. And they said, what happened? He said, truly, let me tell you the story. I actually ran away from God. And they say, what do we do with you now? He said, if you really want to be free, throw me out. It was not someone who was cursing him. It was out of compassion. He said, just throw me and leave me with God. We know how we, but if I am in this boat, you see, if they were so compassionate and said, Jonah, but you know it's not in our character, they would have all died there. There are times you have to look beyond sentiments and say, Jonah, I love you, but I will be praying for you while you are out of my boat. At least if he knew God would send a fish to rescue him, those other people, did they have that kind of covenant for a fish to rescue them? Did the fish rescue their bags that they threw out? Are we together? Now, I'm saying this because there are people who can afford to be careless because they have elder brothers and elder sisters. They can waste money and say, I'm sorry. But you who is the only person, you will squander the money with them and they will quietly go to all their destiny helpers and lie down and roll while you are suffering on the street. May God give you wisdom this night. I'm showing you why we need divine intervention. That there are times that we become victims of the decisions of people. 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 Number three, there are situations that are demonically engineered. Oh, this is true. Does Satan afflict people? Yes. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I've taught this endlessly in this place. Satan truly comes to steal. He does not come to discuss. He does not come to negotiate. The moment you see Satan around the vicinity of your life, you can be sure the worst will eventually happen if you leave him there. The worst may not start happening, but eventually it will happen. And let me tell you how Satan operates. He will touch a part of your life and watch your response. When he sees that you are cold, giving excuses, he now re-strategizes and comes again. Give Satan a hole, he will make a door from that hole. Some of you right now, it is because you became careless. Satan attacked you, you kept quiet. You didn't cry for help. You didn't ask God for help. You didn't meet men with the grace to help you. And Satan said, I have discovered that this person is not serious about their destiny. Let me continue. Can I show you one scripture? Acts chapter 12. Give it to us, please. We'll read from verse 1 to 4. I just want to show you a statement. Watch this, everybody. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. So Herod wanted to strike the church. The Bible says he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Is that in your Bible? I want you to read verse 3. Ready? One to read. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further. Stop. What did he do? One more time. So it was not his original intention to take Peter. But because he touched James, like he touched your finances, it was not his plan to come to your health, but he touched one area in your life and you did not care. He said, no problem. It's just a human thing. He said, I like this kind of person. He proceeded further. When he proceeded further to take Peter also, the church got angry, and in verse 5, I believe, the Bible says, but prayer, give us 5, was made. Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. In other words, the church said, no, if we keep quiet, it's one by one they will kill all of us. Why do we need divine intervention? There are situations and circumstances that in many regards are way beyond our ability as humans to solve, to influence, to change. Can be a product of our ignorance and carelessness, can be a product of the decisions of men that we have to be victims of. And sometimes it can be demonically engineered. It doesn't matter in what way it has come tonight. In the name of Jesus, you must be free. Yeah. Shout a believing amen. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, there are things men can do. For instance, men can think. For instance, men can walk. For instance, I can stretch my hands and pick up my Bible. I don't have to be a Christian. That ability is given to all men. It's not a sign and a wonder if my hand moves from a human standpoint. It's not a sign and a wonder if you see me eating. It is given unto men. So there are things when you see, you know that men have done this. But there are things when you see, you know that Satan has done this. Hallelujah. How do you know Satan has visited a life? Because he steals, he kills and he destroys. You can know Satan has visited a family because he steals, he kills, he destroys. You can know Satan has visited a church, Satan has visited a destiny. But ladies and gentlemen, I have good news for you. There are things only God can do. There are things men can do. There are things Satan can do. In the parable, Jesus came and said, an enemy has done this. But there are things only God can do. And God is determined to do in your life tonight what only He can do. Deuteronomy chapter 26, 6 to 9. I found this scripture and it blessed me mightily. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us. Watch this now. And laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, like He's hearing your voice now, and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. Verse 8. And the Lord brought us forth from out of Egypt with a mighty hand. The only one who can perform that miracle is the one who had that kind of hand. God has the mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. Verse 9. And had brought us into. I like this scripture. God can bring men out of and bring men into. There are men who can bring you out of trouble, but they cannot bring you into blessings. There are men who can bring you into blessings, but they cannot bring you out of trouble. But there is a hand that can bring you out of and still bring you into. Does that sound like good news for someone? He can bring you out of every curse, every yoke, every demonic orchestration, and then bring you into. Out of, then brings you into. There is a hand that can stop a kidnapper who is running with your children. You hear the testimony of that woman? So such people are on earth. You are not the only one who is waking up. As you wake up, they wake up too. Determined to make your day great, they are also determined to carry your children. And this issue that happened to this, our dear sister, was not carelessness. It was not carelessness. Okay, I just want to pick up something, and the man zooms away. I'm sure in his mind, he's already calculating. The first child will go for 2 million naira. The second, are anybody bargaining on your head? In the name of Jesus Christ, my God will bury them this night. You don't believe men can bargain on the head of many? Ask Joseph, where the brothers not bargaining on his head. Ask Jesus and Judas, how much will you give me? And I will give you this man. So he's calculating 2 million for the first child. The one that is a bit grown, maybe 2.5 or 3 million. And then you gather everything. And these wicked, demonic people don't mind killing because something has happened to them. They are under a full influence of a spirit. No man without the assistance of a spirit can be that wicked. I can tell you this. Hallelujah. How about the one who shared a testimony? 75-year-old grandmother. Plagued with cancer. And that devil found. Everything can change depending on what force engages it. Depending on what force. I once watched something, I think it was on YouTube or something. I was just playing around with my time. One heavy crusher. And they keep putting all kinds of things and they watch it crushing it. I can't even remember how I got there. And I was enjoying watching. I mean, you will see things that look strong, but under the weight of that machine, it will crush it into pieces. You see that thing tearing cars, tearing metallic objects. I said, this is power. I needed to see that thing to remind me. Sometimes you need motivation, even if it's from science. That's power. That you put something that is bragging. You can carry this pulpit that claims it is all glass. You bring that starting near that crusher, non-emotional approach, it will squeeze it into pieces. That's how God is squeezing someone's every oppression over your life. I am under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. I am under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, don't play with God. Find out what two angels did with hailstone. Don't ask where they got it from. When God decides to arise over a man's case, you see that now? He said, let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. It's not a suggestion. Provided he decides to stand up. Listen, in my little life and in ministry, I've seen situations where God arose for me and for people. It's a fierce thing to see God arise. You will not know he was ever a lamb. I'm telling you, there is a side of God that is not good for men to see.
I am victorious. I have overcome. I am victorious.
So back to my crusher story. That thing just crushes everything before it. You would see very heavy, weighty objects like cars just pass them through that crusher, and you will see pieces of metals coming out. Literally, shreds them like cabbage in the presence of a chef. But you cannot do that with your human strength. But there is a device, even invented by men, that can make that happen. How much more God? That a man beats his chest and says, provided I am alive, your family will not rise. You will tell him, you are right if it was me fighting you. But because you have made such a nasty statement, I will hand you over. Listen, you know how it happens in an office. Someone calls you. You are not the one to talk to the person. You are just the one who picked the call. And then you connect the person with your boss and leave them there. Huh? The person can shout, don't be stupid. You say, no, 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 you are talking to the wrong person. And then by the time he talks to the boss, two of them can finish their thing there. This is your assignment as a believer. That when the devil is backing and say, you don't know what I did with your grandfather, you tell him, no, your grandfather fought by himself. I'm not the one who is fighting. I'm only going to connect you with a power and a grace that is greater than me. Come on now. Do you believe what you're hearing? You will never rise if you try to fight it on your own. You are too small. You don't know how old these forces are. They are vicious in their operations. But not when the King of Glory comes. He will arise in power with jealousy over you. And say, what is stopping joy in this family? And they say it was some covenant somewhere. Say, no. Do you believe I can step in? If you say yes, he said, now get out of the way. This is not your battle. There are battles you don't have the power to fight. My dear brothers and sisters, your assignment is to invite God into that situation and get out of the way. Do you believe that? Now sit down, let me give you a thought very quickly and we'll begin to pray. God is changing someone's story. So there are things men can do. There are things Satan does. When you see it, you will know. But there are things only God can do. I want to give you very quickly the keys that provoke divine intervention. I'm not teaching on them, I just want to give it to you so that you are aware. We'll pick one or two of them that we'll be engaging tonight. But it's important for you to know. There are five keys that provoke divine intervention. Hopefully I'll have a standard teaching on that and I'll take time to explain all of them one by one. But number one, the first key that provokes divine intervention is heartfelt prayer. heartfelt prayers. Heartfelt, not careless prayer. Not prayer while you are sleeping. Not prayer that you are just... Prayer that is heartfelt. Psalm 18 and verse 3. Psalm 18 and verse 3. Please give it to us. I will call upon the Lord, he says, who is worthy to be praised. He says, so by that formula shall I be saved from my enemies. There is a relationship between salvation in its entirety and calling upon the name of the Lord. Give us Psalm 61, please. Psalm 61, we'll read the first four verses. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Verse 2. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto you. It says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Verse 3. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Final verse. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of your wings. Hear my cry, O Lord. Anybody who can cry tonight like blind Bartimaeus, if you can cry, then you can secure divine intervention. God cannot assume you need him. No. It takes a desperate cry. Crying unto God is a sign of humility. I've taught you here that prayerlessness is pride. It's proof that you do not need the assistance of God. Thou son of David, have mercy on my family. Have mercy on my finances. The prayer of mercy is one prayer God does not ignore. If it is a genuine prayer from your heart. I'm saying this so that when we begin to pray, you understand that you are provoking divine intervention. It is true that God can step in over the affairs of men, but he does not do it arbitrarily. There are rules. There are keys that provoke it. Are you ready for number two? Heartfelt praise. The second key that provokes divine intervention is heartfelt praise. You still find that in Psalms 18 and verse 3. I will call upon the Lord. Then it says, who is worthy to be praised? Not just worthy to be prayed to, worthy to be praised. In Acts chapter 16, give us from verse 25. 25 and 26. The Bible says at midnight. Remember Paul and Silas? At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. The first formula. Heartfelt prayer. Then they sang praises unto God. Loud enough for the prisoners to hear them. Next verse. Suddenly, there will always be this kind of effect when men know how to pray and men know how to praise. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately, not 2 years later, not 5 years later, immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. May that happen for you tonight. What is the third key that provokes divine intervention? Are you learning? Obedience. Isaiah 1:19. Obedience. Please give it to us. Isaiah 1:19. If ye be willing, koinonia, body of Christ, and obedient, the Bible says ye shall eat the good of the land. I have said it emphatically that no matter how bad any land is, there is good buried there. It is your obedience that commands your portion to come to you. Did you hear what I said? Right now, across Nigeria, there are many cities and many territories where minerals are being discovered, solid minerals now. Those minerals have been buried there for years. Others were discovered in non-commercial quantities, but others now are being found in very commercial quantities. Just because it was just discovered does not mean it just appeared. It's always been there. Only God knows how many other minerals scattered across Nigeria, scattered across Africa and many parts of the world. Once upon a time, as rich as Nigeria is in oil deposits, a time came when it was hardly known. And then one day, someone discovered it. Can I tell you, your portion is still lying quietly. Whether or not you will access it, it takes the force of obedience. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you are disobedient, the plagues that are in Genesis chapter 28 from verse 13 downwards, all of that plague will follow those who are disobedient. You see it now. Cursed shall you be when you go out. Cursed shall you be when this happens to you. Cursed shall you be when this happens to you. I mean, all kinds of curses. Negative atmospheres that follow men. The force of obedience. Give us, a scripture just came to my spirit, Psalm 119. Many of you don't read that scripture because it is too long. Psalm 119. Let's try 153 from verse 153. Yeah. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Is that in your Bible? Next verse. The stretch of it is to verse 160. But let's just finish it. Plead my cause. This whole scripture is showing the man is crying for salvation on account of his honor to the word of God. Deliver me. He says, quicken me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not your status. Why is salvation far from them? Because they seek not your status. They don't want to know your word and they are not interested in obedience. Next verse. Since we've gotten there, let's just finish it. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. It says, quicken me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies. Yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and I was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precept. Quicken me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The final verse. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Obedience is powerful. It can command breakthroughs and command deliverance and even divine intervention for you. So number one, heartfelt prayer. Number two, heartfelt praise. Number three, obedience. Number four, sacrifice. The fourth provoker of divine intervention is sacrifice. Sacrifice of your time, sacrifice of your resources, sacrifice of your energy, sacrifice. The Bible is full of men and women who literally turned the tides and rewrote things in their lives on account of their sacrifice. Do I talk of Abraham? Do I talk of Solomon? Do I talk of, the nation of Israel? Do I talk of even hedonistic kings who slew their sons and an indignation rose against Israel? Sacrifice is powerful. Psalm 50 verse 5 says, gather unto me my saints, they that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Finally, the fifth provoker of divine intervention is the prophetic. The prophetic. Every time you are in an atmosphere, our precious people sang about the power of atmospheres. When you are in a prophetic atmosphere, because the Bible says God confirmeth the words of his messengers, he performs the counsel. You see that? When God sends you, among the many things you enjoy if you are truly sent is divine backing. That means when you speak as touching his name, he will defend you. The atmosphere of the prophetic is very powerful. Son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel 37, only thou knowest. It says prophesy. I prophesied as I was commanded. And the Bible says there was a sound. There was a sound. There was a sound. The prophet said by this time tomorrow, there was a sound. As the lepers found their way to go and give themselves and fall upon their enemies, perhaps they will be preserved. The Bible says the Lord amplified their steps and their enemies heard it was like the sound of chariots. And they began to insinuate all kinds of scenarios in their mind. Oh, the king has gathered this nation to come against us. And they ran and left their spoils there. The prophetic is powerful. It says, believe in the Lord thy God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. I know this has been abused, but make no mistakes about it. The prophetic has a space in the making of men. When God said, I am come down, we never saw him coming down directly, but he sent a prophet. It was that prophet that spoke and confronted Pharaoh alongside the spirits of Egypt until God's people were released. God has sent me for your sake tonight, and in the name of Jesus, whatever will not let you go must go for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. God reaches down to men through men. Men that he has granted mercy and grace. Men that he has so lavished with his power and wisdom. So tonight when God says it's a night of divine intervention, these are the things you should expect. That God will reach down over your situation. The meaning of that is you are not the only one who is tired of that situation. God, for your sake, is also tired of it. And that means there are things that have to change tonight. Have to change tonight. Finishing all your money just on drugs. They pay you your salary. You are owing every pharmacy around because you are not able to take care of yourself based on the demands. Let me tell you the truth. Whatever does not leave you tonight is what you permit to remain. Provided you are angry. Angry at that situation. Angry at whatever it is. Lord, what has taken away my glory? Let it be restored tonight. What has reduced me that people use me to warn others and say, may you not go down like this person? You can change that statement. I preached about Ichabod. Man can last. There can be longevity to your impact. You're a man of God connected, or you're a man of God here. You must cry for over the work God has given you. I will not labor in vain. No. No. Are we together? You are a businessman. You've been working hard from January till now. There's nothing to show for it. Doors will look like they will open and then they will not open. The question is, who is behind? Who is closing that door? No door closes on its own. Someone is closing it. Even if it's an invisible hand. Like I would always say, there are many of you who need divine intervention over your career and your life. You are gifted. You are blessed. But the nations cannot hear you. Because every time you attempt to rise, according to Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 18, there are horns. These are spiritual forces. Verse 19 says, these are the horns that have scattered Judah. Judah means your praise. Israel means your promise. And Jerusalem means your peace. These are the horns that have risen. They targeted specific areas. Your praise, your testimony, your covenant, your promise, and your peace. They will not allow the word of God to come to pass. But the Bible says in verse 20, give perspective to that again. It says, the Lord showed me four carpenters. And then verse 21, he said, these are the horns that have scattered Judah. Watch this. So that no man did lift up his head. That means they tried. What is it about the music ministry that I cannot rise? But these horns have vowed. In your rising is the salvation of many. In your rising will also be your reward. And other people connected to you will eat from your rising. Many of you don't know how wicked Satan is. You think he's conditionally wicked. He's the epitome of wickedness. He will kill anything that must be killed. He does not mind if your children die. If you think Satan will reconsider your case, wake up. I've always marveled at the shamelessness of Satan, how he came and stood before Jesus. Forgot that he was thrown down from heaven and stood confidently before Jesus and made that statement. All the proposals he made, Satan is that shameless. He will afflict you and come back. You will cast him out and he will still come back. Peradventure, you will give me space again. You don't deal with stubborn spirits casually. Satan is everything else but a fool. No, he's not a fool. I can tell you that for sure. He's a stubborn spirit. He will come back. I was driven out of your life in January. Let me come and find out. Are you spiritually healthy enough to still keep me far? He's that determined over your life. Are we together? Divine intervention. When God decides to arise over the case of a man. I wish I had time, ladies and gentlemen. My intent is not to teach tonight, just to give a charge so that we'll pray. But I wish I had the time. I would have shown you three people in the Bible who experienced divine intervention. It is a marvelous thing when God decides to come on your case. An example of such a man was Job. Job's life always gives me joy and hope. I'm not sure I have met any man in my little life who was that devastated like Job. People lose things, but how about a man who lost everything? All he had was God, his wife, and his life. Miserable life, you want to say so. There was nothing glorious in that life. Yet Job said, I will still not give up. I wish we could find that scripture. I don't know if it's in Amos. I can't remember the exact verse now. That talks about a shepherd that comes to rescue. Just one verse, but it's very powerful. A shepherd that came and ate a sheep. And all that was left of that sheep was 2 ears and one leg. And yet the shepherd still came and fought. I found that scripture. Bless you. You see why it's good to have good media people? God bless you. As the shepherd, give them a big God bless you. Thank you, my dear people. Thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of a lion 2 legs or a piece of ear. What does a shepherd? I mean, the lion has finished everything. How do you eat a sheep such that all that is left is 2 ears? That word or is actually an. And 1 leg. A piece of an ear and 2 legs. My apologies. What do you need to do? Because provided you can hear and you can act, there will be restoration. That, watch this now. This is a very powerful scripture. How do you come and meet? That is a level of devastation. You've eaten everything. Heart gone. Brain gone. Head gone. I'm sure the lion was resting to finish the remaining part. And the shepherd said, even now, come on, even now. Let this be a prophetic word for someone, even now. It is not over. That every part of that sheep has been eaten. But provided there are 2 legs and 1 ear. What is the ear for? Because faith comes by hearing. Once there is an ear that can hear a prophetic word, and there are 2 legs like 2 witnesses, you can take steps. There can be mysterious recovery. Hold on. 2 legs and 1 ear. I don't want to speak science, but from a standpoint of science and even molecular genetics, there is hope in resuscitating life in those 2 ears than the dry bones in Ezekiel 37. They were very dry, meaning there's no blood. This one, they are fresh. So science has maneuvered ways. They literally, even from a scientific standpoint, 2 legs. And the shepherd said, you don't know me. You don't know what I can do. There must be restoration. And he said, bring the 1 ear. Bring the 2 legs. And he said, sheep, you may have gone, but I use your ear, provided you can hear me, and the legs. I don't know what kind of miracle that is called. For someone, that's how you came here. Your business is dead. You only carried 1 ear, 1 business ear, and 2 business legs. Keep them on the ground and watch what the power of God can do. Do you believe what I'm telling you? Because when you say divine intervention, I'm stretching your faith. My God, I wish I have the liberty to share with you some of my testimonies. If you don't believe God lives, think again. If you don't believe God restores, think again. If you don't believe God opens the book of remembrance, think again. My dear sister, who told you God cannot raise help for you? You have been begging around. Men don't help you because they want to. There is a force that compels remembrance. This is true for businesses. You are a contractor here and nothing is working. Just keep your tools on the ground, no? And say, Lord, I throw it before you like the rod of Moses. Let his presence rest on it. Then it becomes the rod of God, the business of God, the church of God, the ministry of God. He says, take up that rod wherein thou shalt work signs and wonders. Let me tell you what we do with things that don't work. We don't throw them. We cast them before God. Everything, learn the lesson from the woman with the alabaster box. The moment anything in your life is not working, don't throw it. If you throw it, you waste it. Learn the lesson from this simple story. Your marriage that is not working, your job that is not working, look at me please, your destiny that is not working, your ministry that is not working, you came to Koinonia tonight, don't just throw it, your hands will be empty. Carry it and bring it before your maker. I hear you are a restorer. Here it is. Restore my destiny. No job, no dignity. Everybody looks at me and it's like there is an embargo upon my head. I travel to Lagos, the same embargo follows me. I come to Abuja, the same embargo. I went to US, followed me. Canada followed me. Everywhere followed me. The issue is not location. You need to tear off that veil. When Jesus died, one of the immediate responses to his death was the tearing of the veil. There are veils that cover things. And the Bible says it tore from top to bottom. Top to bottom. Are you learning tonight? I'm looking at people here tonight who have all kinds of issues within their lives. Some of you, whilst you are seated here, you are just crying and saying, Lord, please step in for me. I'm tired of this situation. It has mocked God too many times in my family and my life. Please, I want you to release your faith. The God of heaven wants to step in for you. Step in for you. I heard about a lady, you know, this ministry is like medicine. You meet all kinds of situations. I heard about a lady. Her wedding was dissolved the night to the wedding. True story. The night, not 1 week, night. That the next day, you are paid cake, paid decoration, that night, the wedding dissolved. I told you about the one that got married, and there was no Thanksgiving the next day, because the people fought over a silly, petty thing, and that was the end of it. Don't tell me that is natural. It's a lie. Huh? How about those you got an email? Congratulations! You have been given a managerial job. You even testified in church. And you went back and then you get another email and they say, sorry, it was a mistake. You had a similar name with somebody. What kind of thing is that? A similar name. How about somebody who becomes arrested and they say, we are looking for a criminal and two of your names match? So you come, you answer questions first. If you are innocent, you will go. But at least you are arrested. Or because your face looks like a criminal. Ladies and gentlemen, our world is not all scientific. Get used to this. I'm not just priming your mind to always think Satan, Satan. No, that's not the idea. But it's just opening you up to a reality that if you ignore this, you will pay for it. Victory has been given to us in Christ, but not administered in ignorance. You must know who God is and understand the spiritual arsenals that have been given to you. This is what brings you victory. Why are we here tonight? To see the God of intervention arise for us. Why are we here tonight? To give us a chance to experience the power of God so that we can stand before his people and declare to the nations that God is real. It is true, he can come through for men. It is true, he can change the stories of families. It is true, he can heal. Every testimony you're going to be hearing here tonight, I want you to know whether testimonies of healings, testimonies of breakthroughs, some of the deliverances that have happened to God's people. Please look up. Let me tell you this. Look beyond Joshua Selman and look beyond Koinonia. We're in a business that is beyond showcasing ourselves. No. That is at all not the agenda. It will be a total waste of your time and an insult to your intelligence if all we are doing here is just marketing ourselves. There are people whose problems are too serious for the marketing of flesh. For someone is seated here with a death sentence, maybe cancer, this cancer thing again, or some kind of demonic thing. How do you ignore that situation and all you want is to be seen? My charge for you as we pray is, please give your destiny a chance to experience the God of intervention. If you are here for the first time and you are used to doubting preachers and doubting the power of God, let me advise you. Why don't you just shelve that and give God a chance? Give God a chance and watch what He can do. Give God a chance. Apostle, but I don't believe miracles are real. No problem, it's all right. I understand your situation. But why don't you just give God a chance? Apostle, the situation in my family, there is no ear and there is no leg. Go back to the God who created from nothing. He's still alive. He does not need an ear and a leg. It's only an advantage. Even from nothing, in His world and in His realm, nothing is a raw material. He can create anything from nothing. It was Reinhard Bonnke who taught beautifully that the more zeros you have, the more you add one in front of them, they carry bigger value. So if you have two zeros and you add one in front, what is that called? 100. If you have four zeros and you add one, it's 10,000. Am I right on that? Many of you are praying for breakthrough. Here's your test. If you have six zeros and you add one in front, does that look like what will come to you? So the more the zeros Reinhard Bonnke was teaching, the more you see the power of God when it comes, the more frail and weak and undeserving you are when He comes in as that one. And He called Himself, I remember, not condemnation, but just for an illustration. He called Himself a man with many zeros. No wonder when that one came, it became a factor that marveled the world. When you become sufficient in yourself, you cannot see the power of God. Because when God does much with you, He cannot be glorified. Make reference to my teaching last week, Doug Zazo. The displaying of the splendor of God, the splendor of the King. In the next few minutes, many things will be happening here. I'm going to be praying for the sick. But I'm going to be speaking over your life. We're going to be praying together. Watch this. The primary channel for administering divine intervention is prophetic declarations. Did you hear that? Prophetic declarations. Jesus told them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, in honor to that prophetic word, John chapter 2, fetch the wine, the water, be on your way, go and serve the rulers. As they went. So you're going to be hearing prophetic words that will come as touching areas of healing. I want to take a few minutes to minister to the sick tonight. And even though those who are, you know, you've been here for a while, most of you have been healed, you may not need that, but for the sake of someone, I look forward to times when the only people who will be healed from the church are strangers and newcomers. Because God's people would so experience His power. There would even be no need for that again. When the glory comes, oh, when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Sing it one more time, and then I'll begin ministering by the Spirit. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say.
When the glory comes,
I have seen many miracles in my life. Many. I have seen the power of God move in spectacular dimensions. You will think, having experienced the power of God for all these years, I should be used to His power. I also watch with shock and wonder many times as He moves in the midst of His people, like He will be doing now. There is no getting familiar with His power. It is amazing. Regardless how you see it and in what variety you see, it still comes fresh. It still compels praise from your heart to your Maker. And so for every healing that will happen here right now, for every deliverance that will happen here right now, for every rewriting of our destinies that will happen right now, for every impartation of grace, for every door that will be opened, for every spiritual connection that will happen by prophecy, I want you to have it at the back of your mind that He does this because He loves us. He does this because He's mighty. He does this that all men will fear Him, and that the nations will know that there is a God who rules over the affairs of men. Rise up and let's pray. Just one simple prayer I'm going to ask you to pray, and then I'll begin to minister to you by the Spirit. There's such a glory in this place. And words are going to come targeted at your life and your destiny. I'm praying for you that you have the heart to receive. Please don't waste your time. Men are made upon the strength of the prophetic words that come upon their life. Young, old, rich, otherwise, educated, otherwise, enlightened, otherwise, let your heart be open. Because when He comes to His people. He comes in His glory. He comes in His power. A dear sister's life is about to change. A dear brother's life is about to change. Someone who came in like Gideon is about to leave a warrior. Someone who came plagued with all kinds of sicknesses and infirmity. Here's what I want you to do for me. Be positioned to believe God and receive. But I want you to also know that you have a role to play in the life and the receiving of your neighbor too. Sometimes you may need to help them to stand in faith as they believe. Sometimes you will need to encourage them and help drive unbelief out of their lives. But by all godly means, let tonight be your miracle service. The God of all grace, the one who is ready to step in and to intervene over your life, is in this place. One prayer. Mention the area where you want God to visit you, and please turn it into prayer. Go ahead and begin to pray. Mention that area and begin to pray. Let it be from your heart. Don't be silent. The lifter is in this place. Lord, You're holy. Lord, You're holy, and we lift You up and magnify Your name. Lord, You're holy. Lord, You're holy, and we lift You up and magnify Your name. Please make sure you pray. Lord, You're holy. Lord, You're holy, and we lift You up and magnify Your name. Lord, You're holy. Lord, You're holy. And magnify Your name.
My time for lifting is come. My time for rising is come. Someone pray. My time for a testimony has come. Ah. My time to encounter grace has come.
King of kings, Lord of lords, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of lords, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of lords, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. Lamb of God, we worship you. Lamb of God, we worship you.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me start tonight by praying for the sick. Now listen to me. Do you know why we pray for the sick? Please listen. Praying for the sick is your commitment by God to see that people enjoy the fullness of their days. Every manifestation of sickness, especially when it becomes supposedly incurable, is a measure of death over your destiny. Because I have told you that there is a health requirement for your spirit to remain in your body. Your body is a host to your spirit, but it is not a host under every condition. There is a threshold health condition that your body must have and maintain for your spirit to be comfortable living within it. And when your body deteriorates beyond a certain health threshold, it's a law that has been fixed already. Your spirit will have to detach itself from your body, whether it is your time or not. So Satan has several strategies to cut short your life. The most effective, aside from instant death, is administering sickness, so that it begins to kill you. The goal is to deteriorate your health. In medicine, we call it your immunity level. That is a medical terminology. But in the realm of the spirit, it is a certain health requirement. It keeps going down, 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 beyond the threshold, and your spirit will have to leave, whether you are ready or not. So he says, a body has thou prepared. The body did not just appear. The body was prepared. Are we together now? Yeah. So when we pray for people and administer the power of God, when they come here testifying, there is no testimony that is trivial. There is no testimony that is small. No. From the headache, to someone throwing a crutch, to someone's eye opening, someone's deaf ear opening, every miracle is deserving of honor. I'm saying this as a disclaimer, so that we do not get used to the manifestation of the power of God. Is one of the mistakes that ministries like this usually have. We get so used to spectacular manifestations of the power of God that we do not think it's not worth celebrating. What is there? Okay, you can walk now, save Johnny. No, no. One of the ways you secure the presence of God is to acknowledge everything he does. Are we together? Let's pray. You are sick in your body. We'll start from there. I want to deal with many issues now, but I want us to start with the issue of ill health. And thankfully, there are many hospitals that air these miracle services across to their patients. I will always say, may God bless the matrons, the CMDs, and all who allow us to bring the healing power of Jesus to these hospitals. It is the least we can do as a commitment. I want to pray now. If you are sick in your body, I want you to lay your hands by faith, believing.
Lay your hands where you are trusting God. If it's your head, lay your hands there. Your legs, lay your hands there. Your stomach, lay your hands there. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. If you're standing for someone, I see people lifting photos of people. Perhaps they are even connecting live. I know there are many across the globe, tens of thousands of people connected right now. God is not a magician. He works real miracles, provable by medicine and science. And you're about to witness His power again in the midst of people. You came here having an eye condition, an ear condition, doesn't matter what it is. High blood pressure, anything that was told you in the hospital that this thing is death happening to you, I want you to believe God. We're going to pray now.
I will search for you and I will find you. I will find you with all my heart. I will lift my hands to you in worship, and I will worship with all my heart. I have searched for you and I have found you. I have found you with all my heart. Yes, I have searched for you and I have found you. I have found you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you have given us the grace to extend your power and your grace to your people and to the nations. Your people are here gathered in their thousands to receive from you the healer, the lifter, the one who brings health and cure. He says, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me and I will be saved. As I pray for your people, I pray that you honor your word. Now here's what we're going to do. I'm going to begin to rebuke those spirits. And as I minister the power of God, that anointing will search through your body, correcting everything at all. And the moment that happens, I'm going to give you an opportunity while I minister to other cases. I'll give you an opportunity to check yourself, whether you're in here, all the overflows and outside, and even those connected online. The moment you find out that a miracle has happened for you, I'm going to ask you to please make your way to the front, and I'll request that you do that very quickly. You need to go to the medical stand to check yourself, to verify. We only announce miracles that have been verified. Are we together now? And so I'm going to pray for you. Once that has happened, I'd like you to summon the courage. And if someone has received a miracle close to you, sometimes people just have their phobia. Encourage them so that they come and stand here, whether by my left or right. We have medical doctors who will check you. We'll have a few testimonies as I minister. For those of you who receive from across the globe, go ahead and send in your testimonies. There are lines that are available and would receive your testimonies like you heard during the testimony time. Let's give honor to Jesus. And then I speak over several areas of your life. And if you are here, you are not sick, you can stand in for someone and then be attentive to when I come to deal with an issue that relates to you. It will be a very quick one, and we trust that Jesus will be glorified. Can I pray now? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands across the length, the breadth of this auditorium, across the airwaves by faith. I pray over people who have been plagued with all kinds of diseases, sicknesses, and infirmity. In the name that is above all names, the spirit behind this infirmity, behind the blood conditions, behind the headaches, the migraines, the bone problems, the organ failures, I speak to you in the name of Jesus, leave those bodies now. My God, I sense such an anointing. Leave those bodies now. Leave those bodies now. Leave those bodies now. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Shalabadandos, I'm still praying. Yeah. condition. In the name of Jesus, anyone here suffering from any blood-related case, be healed now. Be healed now. Every respiratory problem, be healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every organ that is failing or has failed in your body, let it jack back to life now. Ulcers, be healed. Ulcers, be healed. High blood pressure goes down now. Low blood pressure is healed now. Lumbar spondylosis, be healed now. Fractures, dislocations of all sorts, be mended and corrected now. Those who came here unable to walk, receive strength to your limbs now. Blind eyes and every sight related issue, be healed now. Those who could not see, begin to see. Those who could not hear, begin to hear. Heart palpitations, be healed now. Neck problems. The Lord is healing a neck problem. Be healed now. Frequent urination. Frequent urination. There is an elderly man, you have this thing, and it looks like it's a trace of prostate. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Every growth around your body, lumps, all kinds of growths and swellings, they dissolve and die now. Brain tumors, be healed now. Dental issues, be corrected now. There's someone you have a problem smelling. In the name of Jesus, let there be a miracle for you now. Someone, you have a very tingly feeling at the back of your feet. It looks like they're piercing you with pins. In the name of Jesus, let that be corrected now. Severe pain at the side, just at your, you know, the side, the chest region. In the name of Jesus, the upper chest region, be healed now. Digestive problems, be healed now. Respiratory problems, be healed now. Reproductive problems, be healed now. There's someone, you're not able to go to the toilet to ease yourself. I don't know what the name of that condition is. Unaided. In the name of Jesus, I don't know who that person is, but I curse that demonic condition now. If there is anyone here, whether you or your loved ones, any part of your body is decaying as a result of ulcers or diabetes, in the name of Jesus Christ, let life surge to that body now. Is someone receiving? Let life surge to that body now. Every damaged tissue, damaged organ, damaged whatever it is around your body, may my God give you brand new organs now. The power of God is moving everywhere. And I want you to receive by faith. Receive by faith. It's like you are swallowing a drug. The drug knows what to do in your body. There are all kinds of corrections happening. Shoulder pain, be healed now. Pain around the arm, be healed now. Seizures and all kinds of epileptic symptoms, be healed now. There's someone, you can't sit down. Your lower back, the moment you sit down, someone has to help you stand up. Because it's like you have some problem, I don't know what it is, but the power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, whether I mention your case or not, for everyone who is, or just help those under the anointing, I decree and declare, right now, let healing come for you. Perfection come for you. Across the airwaves, be healed. Here on ground and on site, be healed. Connecting from various hospitals, be healed. Connecting from various regions of the world, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Here's what I want you to do for me. I want you right now, as an act of faith. I sense so much happening to people already. I'm going to ask you to check yourself. Check yourself. Do what you couldn't do. The moment you find out that a miracle has happened, if it's a condition and a situation you need to reach to the medical stand to verify, please be at liberty. Just let the protocol know that you are going to verify. If it's a blood pressure, they can check it. They have all the tools and all the gadgets. I want you to take a moment to check yourself. And if you are in this place and you find out that a miracle has happened for you, while we begin to clap for you, because I want to also be attending to other issues, I want you unashamedly, I've taught you on giving glory to Jesus, I want you to check yourself, leave your seat, whether it is to my right or to my left. We're going to give you an opportunity to testify. We'll do this very fast because I need to attend to other issues. Let's begin to celebrate them. Check yourself. Doors in the overflow outside. Doors in the overflow down to the basement online. Are you celebrating miracles right now? So the moment the power of God touched you, bend over if you could not bend. Try to walk. Stand up if you are sitting on a wheelchair, a crutch. Lift the crutch and try to walk. Check yourself. The pain, if you don't find any pain, please make your way to the front. Let's celebrate them as they come. Hallelujah. Now, to conserve time, I have other issues to deal with while they come out. Now, if you are here and you have suffered any career failure, I want to pray for you now. Now is your turn. Something is about to rest on you. Those for healing, please keep making your way forward. But I'm ministering now to those who have been stagnated. No door is opening for you career-wise. Either no job or no breakthrough career-wise. Your certificate looks like a piece of paper. It's time for something to happen to you. Father, I'm praying right now. Let the fire that will fan their careers back to life. In the name of Jesus, let that fire rest upon you now. Let that fire rest upon you now. There is a lady, maybe you may need to go outside. You are going to cough out something. Something literally is going to come out of you. When that happens, you will see that a mighty miracle has happened. You can come and testify when you check yourself. I just saw this in my vision. In the name of Jesus, something physical will come out. And once that happens, that is the end of that infirmity. Because it's a satanic and demonic infirmity. All those with no jobs, let me speak to you if you believe that in the name of Jesus, by May miracle service, may God shake Abuja, shake Lagos, shake Calabar, shake London, shake the US, and put you in a place of honor. In the name of Jesus, put you in a place of honor. In the name of Jesus, put you in a place of honor. In the name of Jesus, put you in a place of honor. In the name of Jesus. Believe what you are receiving. You are receiving from God. Career failure. You suffered and went to school, but there is no evidence around it. You can't rise. You are just roaming around as if you are somebody who is unenlightened. I pray for you again. Where your hands cannot reach, I extend your hand there by prophecy. Where your hands cannot reach, I extend your hands by prophecy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Two more prayers and then we'll prepare for the testimonies. I sense in my heart to to release the grace for structural establishment. Do you know what that means? That God brings you to your own place, Rehoboth. This is the kind of prayer that makes tenants to become landlords. This is the kind of prayer that makes people with empty hands to become full. There is a grace after you have suffered for a while that may God establish you, settle you. Can I pray that prayer for you? In the name of Jesus. Everyone here under the sound of my voice, everything in your life is rented. Rented from pillar to post. I pray for you. You dig a well and Philistines come to cover it. You dig wells and they come to cover it. May God give you your own place. May God give you your own space. I say it again. May my God give you your own place. May my God give you your own space. One more time. May God give you your own place. May my God give you your own space. Hear me? When it was time for Jacob to go, Laban held him back and said, if I let this man go, I will lose. Because he used divination to find out that it was on account of Jacob's presence that increase came. There are many of you who desire to go, but there are people in your company and around your life who have found out that you are the profit factor in that organization. They will not reward you, yet they will not let you go. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, everyone in the spirit of Laban holding you down and multiplying years to your pain, be released to your place of destiny. 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 The Lord gave us a prophetic word that for us as a global family, that this is our year of exceeding great rewards. I'm sure you are already seeing the wonder working manifestations of this word. Do you know what that means? People who have been long forgotten. I read that scripture for you at the start of the year. Where men have deserted you and forsaken you, and where you have not seen the profit in serving God. This is the year God is coming to sort people one by one. We are just in April. Let me tell you the truth. God is still in the business of doing a quick work. Is it in your Bible that the word of God is quick? Quick in every sense of the word. Therefore, I pray for you. Every reward that has been hijacked by satanic demonic powers so that it should have entered your hand, but it has been delayed by all kinds of orchestrations of witchcraft. By prophecy, may it enter your hand. By prophecy, may it enter your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Come and manifest your power today, oh, today. Come and manifest your power
today, oh, today. Oh God of signs and wonders, Savior, Redeemer, come and manifest your power.
Let me tell you the truth. When it has to do with rewards, you have to insist on your portion. The devil will not let it happen just because it is your time. You have to take your place by faith and insist that this is my season. God has spoken and I believe him. Hallelujah. One more prayer and then you'll be seated for a while. My God, are you seeing what God is doing in this place? Hallelujah. I prayed a prayer, I think, week before last and last week. And one of the days while I was praying, I could just sense the glory of God. And it was as though God was saying, well done. Pray that prayer again. I will tell you what the prayer is. That prayer of relocating you. Relocating your audience. You remember that prayer? I'm saying it because I'm going to pray it again. So, if this is the man that God has destined to bless you, and you go and you are preaching to this man, he may even trivialize you. You know why? Because this is not the man who was sent to reward what you carry. Listen, it's not enough to be gifted. You must pray that the people ordained to celebrate, honor, and reward your gift, that they are the ones who are positioned before you. Now, you don't have the power to gather those who need you. It is God that creates that connection. Yours is to work with the Spirit to fan your gifts. There are many preachers here. There are many businessmen here. There are many captains of industry here. Your problem is not lack of being gifted. It's that all the people you are serving don't have a recognition of your value. And let me tell you, it is an ugly thing to be in the sight of people who don't know your worth. They will trivialize you, even if you are Joseph. Joseph had the power to offer solution to Egypt, but nobody gave him a chance. He interpreted the dream of the wine presser. Great talent, great gift, but they did not have the power to lift him. He interpreted the dream of the wine presser. Nobody to reward him. But when the king had a dream, same gift, same man, no addition, he was lifted immediately. Are we together? Now, with all due respect, and I say this not to brag, I've received several text messages from people here saying, Apostle, God gave me a song. I tried to get this song to the nations, but it did not go. But one day, God just made you to sing that song once here. And the moment you sang that song once, I could not recover again. My ministry opened up because people went around looking, who sang this song that Apostle sang? God can use one man. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? I'm saying if we as humans and as frail as we are can command that kind of effect over the destinies of men. I'm careful the things I say and do. I've given examples with people. I will not mention a business. I gave one example with that business. And the person sent me the first fruit of that business. I couldn't believe it. If I didn't know the person, I would have said it's an armed robber. It happened in 2 weeks. People just said, Apostle said this. You see, this thing called influence is like a charm. One pronunciation. That is why when God gives you influence, you don't abuse it. Are we together? Someone sent me a text one day and said, sing my song now. I said, I don't even know who you are. I don't know what are you saying. I just sing your song. You think I just do it mechanically? Keep laboring in the secret. Don't say, Goliath, come now, let me kill you. You just kill the bear. Huh? I'm teaching you how to do it. So don't send me anything to sing your song. Kill the bear. Kill the lion. Remain in the wilderness. One day, you will not know that's the day you will kill Goliath. If you kill Goliath in secret, nobody will clap for you. God knows how to make you kill Goliath in the open. And he will do it when you are prepared. Are we together? Yes. So I don't do that again. I just stood though, and it was something about the person's business. I just held the thing. That was it. That whatever it is, like a, you know, whatever the person is producing. I said I will not do that kind of thing again. If not, you will create trouble. Because ministry, you are a father to everybody under you. So if you now make somebody's business and another person say, okay, well, you did it for this. Hold my own too. I'm selling banana. Hold the banana on your hand and say, eat this special banana. And you know, let me tell you something with people. Once people believe you, ba, if you say, eat that banana, they will insult you, but they will eat it. That one I can tell you. Human beings for you. So God will judge you if you take advantage of people and if you abuse influence. Influence is a trust. It should not be abused. But where it is good to, where it is necessary to be used for the sake of the kingdom, you can bring it out. Are we together now? Yeah. So I want to pray for you. Because many of you here, the reason why you came for Koinonia tonight, some of you are business people. And truly, the government needs your gift. Other people need your gift. Institutions, transcontinentally, they need what you carry. But you see, the issue here is that because of the sentiments that plague the world of men, are we together now? Except God intervenes, nobody will give you what is your own. Somebody can even collect your thing in your presence. You are seeing it. And there's nothing you can do. There are great preachers today. There is an audience that if you preach to and they discern what God has placed on your heart, I tell you from a ministerial standpoint, you will never be in certain positions again. Because you have paid your price under God. What you need is that prophetic push. If Joseph remained there, he would have died in that prison. Even though he had the solution. I want to pray for you. This is a grace that I've seen. I've enjoyed it. I know what it can do. When God repositions the right audience. And if you are following online, please make sure you open up your hand, your spirit to receive. Great businesses, great doctors, great nurses, great engineers, great architects, but they are just sitting in the midst of dust. Because the person, and you see, it's a dangerous thing if the person hates you is the one who will mark, the person who hates you is the one who will mark your script. You already get zero before the exam. So God himself will relocate you. And someone will say, I've been praying for you. It's just that I didn't know you are the one I've been praying for. I stretch my hands again, Koinonia. In the name that is above all names, I call upon the lifter, the helper, the blesser, the one who exalts men. In the name of Jesus, every wrong audience you have been wasting your time, your energy, your productivity at, by the mercies of God and by prophecy, I relocate you to the right ones. The right business audience. The right ministerial audience. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every gift you carry that has not been rewarded, every gift you carry that is being downplayed, demeaned by people who do not know your value, I'm praying for you again. May God bring people who know your worth, bring people who know your value, and connect you to them by faith. Do you believe this prayer? One day someone will come close to you, maybe in a restaurant, and you hear the person saying, I just came from America and we're looking for who to partner with. We need an honest engineer. And this is just you eating. You will remember the prayer I just prayed now. Because you will reach out to the man and say, sorry, I heard you say you need a construction engineer. I said, yes. We have a project of $50 million and we're looking for someone who is of honest report. And you say, well, I'm available. He says, I don't know why, I just trust you. And that becomes it. Your life just changes overnight. May your life change. May my God surprise you. In the presence of mockers, God will lift you. In the presence of naysayers, God will surprise you. And surprise them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated for a while. The balance of the prophecy will come after our testimonies.
Come and manifest your power. Video. Oh God of signs.
Oh God of signs and wonders. Savior, Redeemer.
Come and manifest.
your power. Dideo.
One more time, O God.
O God of signs and wonders. Savior, Redeemer.
Come and manifest your power.
Yes, sir. Let's take a few testimonies. Whilst this is happening, I want you to be writing your prayer request. How many of you are yet to write your prayer request? If you're here and you're new and you did not come with your prayer request, go ahead as an act of faith. Begin to table your needs before God. And in case you wrote your request but you did not write everything, here's your chance to complete it very quickly. Whilst that is happening, please help those under the anointing. Yes, sir. Let's take a few testimonies as we celebrate Jesus.
I woke up yesterday morning with a burning sensation in my left ear.
Yes.
And as if there was a stone or something at the middle of the eye, my left eye.
Yes.
As if there was a burning sensation. So I was monitoring it till yesterday. It didn't stop.
And what happened now?
As I came this evening,
yes.
You said we should place our hands wherever we feel we have a disease or whatever. So you mentioned anybody with eye condition.
Yes.
As I place my eye, when I remove my eye, I realize that because it's worse when I blink my eyes.
Yes.
So since then I've been blinking my eyes to see whether
no
there's
pain.
Nothing.
It's gone. Let's celebrate Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you, madam. In Jesus' name. Yes, please. Next testimony.
All right, so Apostle, this is a very interesting testimony.
Yes, sir.
And please, if you could just show us this. So he came here, he had an accident, and
you had an accident?
Yes. On the 5th of March, we're driving from Mugele to Warri. So on our way going, Keke ran into our vehicle, at the front of our vehicle.
I'm seeing a photo. Media, you're not able to get this, are you?
And the vehicle somersaulted for 4 times.
You had an accident?
Yes, sir.
From where?
Mugele to Warri.
Yes.
And the vehicle somersaulted for 4 times. I had a dislocated hand. But when we came into the service now, for about 1 month, I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything with the hand.
Yes.
But when we came into the service, I was having the pain. But immediately when you ask us to place our hands on wherever we are having pain, I placed my hands on the shoulder.
And it's gone.
The pain is gone.
Lift it up. Lift it up. Down. Lift it up. Look at this. He's even touching his back. Let's give Jesus praise. Congratulations, sir. Never returns to you again. The Lord preserves you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's celebrate him. Next person very quickly.
Good evening. My name is Chiamaka. This is my first time attending this church.
Most
all
welcome.
The way from Lagos. So, while we were praying about sicknesses, so my husband has been feeling serious pains around his waist for years now. So he just sent me a message that the pain on his waist has disappeared.
Completely gone.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, we pray for you and for him. May the God of all grace preserve you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate as she goes very quickly. Let's have one more and then we'll switch to the other side.
Okay. Sir, all cases here were healed of migraine.
Migraine?
Okay, so I came in with headaches. And while you asked us to pray, I sat behind there. I don't know if I just saw 2 people move a pot off my head. It was already leaning towards my eye, and I just realized I can't feel the strain anymore. I can't feel
it. It's completely gone. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare Amen. Perfection for you.
Amen.
We call it done by the Spirit in Jesus' Amen. Name. Amen. Yes, let's take a few testimonies.
Apostle, she has had boil in her armpit for over a year.
Boil.
He said sometimes it gets so big that she cannot close her armpit. So while you were ministering, you asked the people to put their hands there. And then she put her hand there and then the boil disappeared.
The boil is gone.
And also, I am asthmatic. So before you started praying, I said, let me use my inhaler.
You are asthmatic?
Yes, I have been. I was
okay,
asthmatic.
Okay.
So I said, let me quickly use my inhaler so I can have enough breath to pray. But something just told me to leave it. And then the second thing you mentioned was respiratory issues. So I just want to thank God because I'm not taking the inhaler back home.
Boil gone, asthma gone.
Amen.
Gone forever in Jesus' name. Let's celebrate Jesus. Next person very quickly.
Apostle, this is an usher. She has had lower back pain, so she could not even function effectively as an usher. So, but when you ask people to place their hands, now she could bend very well. The pain is gone.
Bend, my dear. Any pain. Let's celebrate Jesus. It's good for ushers to be healed. It helps them work better. Yes.
12 years, stomach pain healed.
Stomach pain.
Yes.
Medically verified.
Yes.
Let me hear him.
Apostle, I've always seen you as an uncle.
May God bless you in the name of Jesus. I appreciate you. What happened? Just straight to the point.
All right. I have been having ulcers for a very long period of time, and I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder about 7 years ago.
Bipolar?
Yes. And to the glory of God, before the prayer even started, God healed me of everything.
You see that thing? Oh my God.
And he said he ate cola nuts about 2015, and that was what brought about.
Cola nuts.
Cola nuts.
Where?
In the house. It was orchestrated by the occultic world to plan to kill me.
You are healed now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every demonic thing, bipolar, look at a fine young man like this and that spirit of madness. Anybody that projects any demonic madness to you, it will backfire 1,000 times. I say it again, it will backfire 1,000 times. Anyone who digs a pit for you will fall into it. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Yes, please.
You gave a word of knowledge that a woman was going to throw up. She said she wasn't sick, but immediately you gave that word of knowledge. She just had to rush out and then she went to go and vomit.
You?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what has happened to you now?
I'm okay.
Completely?
Yes, sir.
There are things only God can do. There are things only God can do. My sister, I pray for you. Place your hand on your stomach. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, the God who has touched you, who has healed you, who has perfected you, you remain perfected forever. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Yes, please.
Apostle, I had a surgery 2019. So,
yes.
I'm no complications, no whatever. But recently, I started feeling pains on that particular place where I had the surgery. And before now, my sister had told my mom that she had a weird dream where I had to do a surgery on top of the surgery that I had back then in 2019. When she said this to my mom, I was not feeling any pain. So I laughed over it. I'm a KSOM student. I come to Koinonia. I'm like, Omo, we are playing. So
hold on. Hold two people who start laughing under the anointing. Bible says the shouts of joy and victory shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. It's not Pentecostal gibberish. It's a sign in the spirit that God is bringing joy. Joy. I'm saying it again. You see, this is a ministry of signs and wonders. You can't fake this. These people are real human beings. They are not animals. You see, this is not trial and error. If it's not there, it's not there. It's as simple as that. By these signs, there's a reason why there are two, because in the mouth of two or three, a matter is established. It's a prophetic word for you, that for those who have cried, for those who have been asking, Lord, how long will I see your faithfulness? God is saying, I should tell you, this is a prophetic word for you. Joy comes for you now. I want you to receive it. Joy comes for you now. Yes, please. Go ahead.
So, Apostle, I started feeling the pain. Afterwards, I started feeling the pains. And when I came to service, when you said we should put our hands, I put my hands
it's
there.
It's gone now.
And it's gone completely.
In the name of Jesus Christ, that pain leaves perfection and wholeness in your body. Amen. In the matchless name of Jesus. Next person, very quickly.
She had a strain in her ankle 4 days ago that she has been limping. Even when she came to service, she was limping, but as the prophetic prayer was going on, she placed her hand there and then she's no longer limping. Healed by the power of God.
I want to pray for a lady. I just saw a vision. You are all ladies in your family. All. There are no men. You are all ladies in your family. And at where is that person? There's something I want to break very quickly now. Very, very quickly. Please just allow me 1 minute. Let me see. You are all ladies. Please, we know your family members. If you come out here and you are not all ladies, let's be disciplined before God. Right? I know everybody wants to receive, but listen to the instruction first. Please. All ladies, come. The Lord is giving me a word. There's something I want to break very quickly.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy. worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Come quickly.
You're worthy of it all.
When God gives a prophetic word like this, when I start praying, please, you will have to stay where you are so you don't distract us. We're going to pray so that some of you may not know why. There's nothing wrong in being all ladies. I hope you understand the point now. It's just a word that God has given me. It's only God that knows what He's delivering you from. Huh? It doesn't mean that if you are all ladies, as some of you, God wants to open doors that have tied down ladies in that family. Huh? There are some of you, you've never been able to rise. I want to break something things now. Lift your right hand if you can. Father, you gave me a word for these ladies right now. I'm going to pray for you. And for some of you, the power of God is going to come on you. You will be surprised at the kinds of testimonies that you will start giving. Father, I stretch my hands. You gave this prophetic word. Every family here that has been under the embargo of darkness, arresting ladies, not allowing their doors to open, whether maritally, financially, in terms of fruitfulness, at the count of three, let there be a baptism of deliverance. One, two, three, be delivered now. Be delivered now. I curse those spirits now. I release those families. Ancestral curses, yokes, covenants, vows, be delivered now. The spirit of death, be delivered now. Begging and borrowing, be delivered now. Women returning back to their parents' homes, I curse that spirit now. For all of you who have come out, I pray for you. Your loved ones may not be here, but you are standing in for their sake. Whatever will destroy the testimony of your family, we come against it now. Anti-marital spells, we come against it now. Anti-career spells, we come against it now. Covenants, charms, yokes, all kinds of ancestral manipulations, be free now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please return to your seats rejoicing. Carefully, carefully, don't march on one another. If someone is under the anointing, just move carefully. Let's celebrate them as they go. 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 So we save time very quickly. Who is ready? Okay, please go ahead. Please listen for a few minutes.
Apostle, last year water entered her ear.
Last year water entered her ear.
And so she couldn't hear with this right ear. This is the elder brother. So they are supposed to go to the hospital tomorrow. But said they should go.
Oh, they are supposed to go tomorrow. Yes. Let me hear you speak. Very quickly, 1 minute.
Apostle, she has been complaining of ear pain for 3 months. So we have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I told her, no, let's come to Koinonia first and see. Why you ask everybody to place their hands on where they are feeling pain and you pray, she placed her hand at her ear. And after the prayer, I asked her to check it. She said the pain is gone, that she can now hear properly. That she can now hear properly. Thank God.
My dear, place your hand there. In the name of Jesus Christ, perfection for you now. I curse that demonic thing. You are free and free forever in Jesus' name. Very quickly, next person.
Pain in her hand that she could not even swing. But while you were praying,
I kept looking since a week ago. Just a moment, my dear. This is for everybody. And I presume many people will respond to this prophecy. But there is a particular lady. You are going to rise to be a mighty teacher of the word. A teacher. It's an anointing. You will be known in this nation as a teacher of the word. This is not just careless, it's careless prophecy. A sound teacher of the word. You will be surprised how people will invite you for meetings. Accurate prophetic revelatory teachings. It's a grace that is coming on you. I know many people are responding, and of course, people are connecting, but there is one person that God is speaking about. When you begin to rise, people will make reference to this prophetic word. It's the grace of a teacher, a woman. It would be something that has not been easily seen in this nation. A teacher, a woman. Yes.
Good evening, Koinonia. About a week ago, I've been feeling associated pain down from my arm.
Yes.
I was even thinking I slept over my arm.
What happened now, then, my dear?
Then it was not migrating down up to my ears.
Yes.
Even when I came to the church, I was still feeling severe pain. I was holding the ear praying, and I told God that, give me a testimony and I will come out boldly to testify. Immediately, the word of knowledge came from the altar. You measure my cakes, and immediately I felt something left me, and I can lift the hand.
Hallelujah.
And all the pain is gone.
Hallelujah. There is a grace that is locating people who are involved in building, construction. I just saw the vision of a building. Some of maybe architects, maybe builders. Please just allow me to do what God is asking me to do. Whether you are an architect, whether you are a builder, you are involved in anything construction. There is an anointing God wants to place upon you now. You will marvel and wonder at the doors that will open after tonight. I don't know who that person is. I don't care whether you're a first graduate or you've been there forever. In the name of Jesus, because God has revealed this, you are involved in building of any kind, architecture, building, supervision, anything around construction. I pray for you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Return with strange testimonies. Return with strange testimonies. Some of you is governments that will call you. Some of you is institutions that will call you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a truck, and I'm seeing food, agricultural products on that truck. And I know what this means. I want to pray for all of you who are involved in anything that has to do with the agro-allied industry. From farming, to processing, to selling, to exporting, to importing. Why God is doing this, I do not know. But in the name of Jesus, I want to pray for you. You have the faith to believe. I'm praying for you. Your various businesses, your various enterprises, I declare, rise to a new level. A new level of supplies. In the name of Jesus. There's someone here, the line of your business is tiles. Tiles that you use for flooring and for finishing of the home. The Lord is telling me that you are about to have a very fearful testimony. Tiles. Tiles, like tiles that you put on the floor. I'm praying for you. I don't know where that person is. But because this word has come from God, let that anointing rest upon you. In Jesus' name. Sometimes it's like a river in the spirit. I'm seeing someone, you are using a pen and a paper, and I'm seeing the pen leaving, and I'm seeing money there. This is like a consultancy. You write things, proposals, you help people prepare their businesses. I don't know who that person is. I stretch my hands right now. In the name that is above all names, let the grace for you rest. This is what you came to receive. I release that grace upon you right now. Am I wasting your time? Hallelujah. I'm seeing someone sit down in front of a camera. This is like a broadcaster or a journalist. You are involved in broadcasting. I'm seeing God moving you from where you are walking to another place. In the name of Jesus, like you're a broadcaster, maybe in a TV station or some radio or whatever, internet, I decree and declare, like I have seen, may God honor his word and relocate you. By the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a very massive cake before me. This is what I'm seeing. Cake. You are involved in pastry of any kind. Cake or whatever it is. In the name of Jesus Christ, who needs you and who can pay, who can reward you, may they find you speedily. May they find you speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. The Lord is asking me to forbid something I'm seeing now. I'm seeing a truck. I won't mention the name because I'm on air. But I'm seeing a truck. It's a truck carrying like fuel, diesel or gas. I'm seeing it just capsize the road and burning a few cars. This is what I'm seeing in my vision. When God reveals like this, it does not give joy to see a negative prophecy come to pass. It doesn't authenticate that you're a man of God. It shows that you have vision with no power to correct it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't know why God is showing me this, but if there is anybody's family here that has been programmed by hell to be burnt in any accident with a tanker, we avert it now. Shout amen. We avert it now. Hallelujah. Lend me 1 minute to use the story of that. These are lovely children here. If there is anybody, see, this business of kidnapping and the rest is an unfortunate thing. We are supposed to sell the best of our nation, and I will continue to say that Nigeria is a great nation. I love Nigeria proudly, truly proudly Nigerian. But we will not shy away from the realities of the times. We thank God for all of our forces, our military people who are tirelessly. In fact, I think we should pray for the military before we finish Koinonia today. Are we in agreement? We'll pray police, army, air force. Some of your loved ones are part of them. We have to pray. That they will not go for war and come back as dead bodies. In the name of Jesus. But then it's very important for us to know this. I'm praying, let a mark of exemption rest on you and your children. Say amen. Oh. Let a mark of exemption rest on you and your children. Hear me? Any car that is by a kidnapper, may you not enter it. Any place where there are people gathered and there are kidnappers, no matter what form or fashion they come, may your discernment work and may you know and stay away. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at how God rescued that lady. Someone saw the man when he was running away. If not, that would have been the end of it for our children. You see that now? And no matter how disciplined you are, you can't control your children 100%. When they are in school, you are not there. Sometimes they return home by themselves. By all means, may they be protected. No one Koinonia child will be missing under the hands of wicked men. Where there are no men there, let the earth fight them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, very quickly.
Apostle, God is visiting children.
Amen. How are you, darling? Straight to the point.
My head has been paining me and it was so severe. Anytime I want to do something or work, my head just starts paining me and I'll not have strength.
What happened to you now?
Immediately you finish praying, my head stopped paining me and it has stopped paining me.
In the name of Jesus Christ, that headache will never return again. You are blessed. Let's celebrate her as she goes. God bless you. Next person.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for the gift of life. I want to thank God that my leg was having a severe pain.
Yes.
My two legs, sometimes it will twist my knee. Sometimes I have muscle strain. I don't understand my leg again.
What happened to you now?
immediately once you pray, you told us that we should touch the part that is paining us. I touched my leg and it got healed.
It's gone.
Yes.
It will never return to you again. Yes. Let's celebrate her in Jesus' name. Okay, one more and then we'll turn to...
Praise the Lord. Last year, this same April, I had an accident. We had an accident on our way to a mission outreach. The car somersaulted. It just lost control and somersaulted. So my head somersaulted twice. My head was under. Like when the car overturned, my head was under. So my neck twisted. I had an issue with my neck. So I was on neck collar. This is my picture. I was on neck collar for almost 2 months. 2 months. That was last year. So early this year, around January, the pain just came back so severely affecting my yes. shoulder. 1 month before I came to Abuja on, I think on the 25th or 24th of March. I was wearing a neck collar a day before I came to Abuja. In fact, while I was preparing for the journey, that morning I picked the neck collar because I could not do anything with my right hand. I couldn't do anything with it. So when I came, I said I'll start doing small things, but I couldn't do heavy things. I could not just use this right hand well.
What happened to you?
So while I came to Koinonia, the best comfort I had, like in this neck and this shoulder for months now, this is the best. As I stepped my foot here, sat down, that's the best comfort I had. So while you were praying, you prayed for someone that had a neck and a shoulder pain. After the prayer finished, I just turned, twisted. I couldn't, if I can't fit this hand, it's been like...
Lift it up, let's see. Go ahead. Any pain? Your neck, left and right. Go ahead. Any pain? Koinonia, let's celebrate a miracle here. My dear... The Lord will preserve you. Anyone here ordained by hell to die in a motor accident, I decree and declare you are exempted as a result of your coming here. Listen, it's not that it will somersault and then you will survive. May it not happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in. Pastor Jake, yes, please.
Sorry, so, Apostle, this 15-year-old boy...
My leg was...
It's true that God is touching children, oh, you see?
My leg was paining me over 1 year.
Your leg?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't do anything with the leg. I just slept and I woke up. It started paining me.
Which of them, my dear, left or right?
Right.
Right.
Yes.
What happened now?
Now, as you were praying...
So, sir, maybe just to quickly help
yes.
him. So, he initially was using a cane... So December last year, he stopped using the cane. January, the Lord touched him again when he came to Koinonia. And today, finally, he had a pain. He came here having that
yes,
pain,
sir.
And he was healed instantly.
Yes.
Completely. Run. In the name of Jesus, may you grow to become a fine young man. May God use you mightily.
Amen.
And every devil that wants to cut short your life goes to hell.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. Next person, very quickly.
All right, sir. So she has at least not less than 2 cases.
Yes. Yes, sir. So I had a really bad pain. I've had it for about 4 years on my right arm
yes.
and my right legs. And then when we were praying, I started to chant. I fell under
do
the anointing.
Do we have all... Just a moment, my dear. Do we have all the requests here? Please, let's be sure. Ushers... If you're yet to submit your request, can you wave it right where you are? And then we'll request that you pass it to someone by your left and right, the extreme left or right. We'll pick it up and then we'll pray very quickly right now. Let's see. I always hate to have to cut people during the testimonies, but miracle services are usually very, very extended services, but we have to work with time. So my apologies already for those who may not have a chance to testify. By the way, PR or all those involved, for those who are not able to testify, please do well. For those who are interested, let's give them priority so that we allow them to testify any other day, so that they are not discouraged when they have to come and testify. Let me say it now. Every time we ask people to come, if you do come out and for whatever reason you are not allowed or chanced to testify, please do not feel discouraged. You have demonstrated your faith before God and we have seen you, and you can be sure that that miracle is preserved in Jesus' name. That being said, we may have to take 1 or 2 people each, and then I'll just pray generally for the rest. If there are any notable ones, we can get it very quickly. Yes, please. Very quickly, my dear.
After I finished praying, after I fell on the anointing and stood up, the pain in my right arm and my right leg left.
Gone completely. Yes,
also, before you said the chant, I called my sister. She had a really bad case of migraine. And then I called her back and she said it was gone.
Gone forever.
Yes, sir. Also, I had like a really big lump in my left breast for about 8 years. And then after, I went to check and it has reduced greatly in size.
May it disappear completely. Amen. And may God preserve his word over your life and your sister in Jesus' name. Yes.
I was diagnosed in the year 2014 of chronic hepatitis B. So I was here last miracle service. So when you asked us to go to the medical stand for checkup, when I went, I was confirmed negative. So I wasn't... Listen very well. Chronic hepatitis B. You know what that means. If there's any...
Yes, what happened to you? You've been completely healed.
Yes,
sir.
Let's give Jesus a big hand clap for him. We declare we do not take for granted that miracle. That is a real miracle. Yeah, may God bless you in Jesus' name. Yes.
Praise the Lord. My own is my finger. I have a injury since January. I fall on my hand. So I cannot do my hand like this. I cannot fold my hand. But now...
Right now you can hold it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
So, sir, we have a few more testimonies.
Okay,
let's
take two or three. Can you find two or three? And then, please, okay. Everyone, make sure you wait. Let me just speak over you. My apologies. We may not be able to take more than that for sake of time.
Apostle, we have testimonies from Tony in Germany. He says he has had chronic back pain and could not bend...
Tony from Germany, back pain.
Chronic back pain.
Yes.
He could not bend 10 degrees forward or backward. Mm. But after you mentioned his case, he can now bend 180 degrees.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is from Loretta.
Tony, you are following. May God bless you. Perfection in Jesus' name. Yes, please.
This is from Loretta in the USA. She said that immediately you spoke about people who have something in them, who had swallowed something, she coughed and vomited something. And she has been trusting God to speak in tongues and glorify God in that language for a long time, and it had never come. But immediately she coughed that out, she started speaking in tongues immediately.
In the name of Jesus, perfection for you, my dear, all the way from the US.
This is from Jeremiah. He has been diagnosed with lumbar spondylosis. And on being diagnosed, he had a call. He was on a call.
Yes.
But immediately you mentioned his case, he dropped the call, laid his hands on the TV, and received. Immediately he did so. He said all the pain is gone.
Gone completely.
I have never had his back this good until today. Praise God.
You are perfected, following online in the name of Jesus Christ.
And lastly, this is from Ifain. He had a bike accident 3 months ago and dislocated 2 bones on the left leg. So hasn't been able to walk or do anything on his own. But today when Apostle prayed for fracture of the bones, and he got healed, and those using crutches should keep it, and he followed the instructions. Glory to God, he can now walk.
He can now walk without crutches.
Two bone fractures.
That's a real miracle.
He can now walk.
Now for all of you who are here, ladies and gentlemen, please lift your hands, and for those who have received across the globe, in the name of Jesus, we celebrate God for your miracles, and we declare that those miracles remain permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Permanent by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let the doer continue doing his mighty works in your lives. And for all of you who have come out to testify, your miracles remain in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let's celebrate them. This is the moment where we pray for our requests. For those of you who are coming here for the first time, this is a very important session. We've stretched the time, my apologies. But it is very important because, number one, we're a ministry of prayer. We believe in the ministry of prayer. We have a prayer answering God, not just a prayer hearing God. He hears and he answers. Hallelujah. And there are many ways that you know God has answered. Number one is by faith, putting your confidence in his word. Number two, God answers because you will see physical evidences, like the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says she felt within herself that the blood, her fountain had dried. Number three, one of the ways you know you have received is by joy and peace. The presence of joy and peace is proof for you that God has answered you. Hallelujah. And so when we pray this way, Even if we prophesy, we see impact, and because we're limited, most miracle services are as long as vigils, so that you are able to deal with the issues and the matters of men's lives, but we cannot do that. The spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. And but then this, for me, I love to pray on the requests, because it is the most accurate representation of your desires. Not only is it personal, known to God alone, nobody gets to read. Once this is done, we go and burn it, and then it is done. But because this is the most accurate representation of your desires and the clearest expression of your faith. Hallelujah. So I want us to believe with God and believe with me as we pray. I'm not going to ask you to stand. This time around I'll ask you to sit, only that you will stretch your hands as an act of faith. Please stretch it towards me and begin to make prophetic declarations. I'm going to be on my knees for a minute and lay my hands on all of these requests. And I want you to just agree with me as you receive by faith, that all that I've dropped here in the name of Jesus Christ, they come as a harvest of answers for me. If we still have any requests, please let me have them. Go ahead, pray. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Just for a minute, we're declaring over this request in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, are you praying?
Step in, do the impossible, do the impossible. Lord, step in, do the impossible, do the impossible.
Father, we declare that you will do the impossible. You are praying. Let there be a release of financial miracles, marital miracles, healing miracles, career miracles, restorations, change of stories. Sabra di baratos salegre feneke paratos kabrende gelesh. Rakata barata baratos sabrade meleke baratos yata. Shale sa renta ruka barakoshka lagres. Prada barandos sobres. Embratushka lebratus kabrede balatu. Go ahead and declare for my loved ones miracles. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, agree with me as I pray. Every request here, I decree and declare, it returns to you as a testimony. Every challenging situation here represented, may it find the help and the mercy of God. Financial mountains fall like Dagon before the ark. Every situation of concern, we bring it before the Lord, the one who answers prayer. May you receive visitations. Shout amen. Amen. May you receive interventions. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. For some of you, your testimony begins tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. For some of you, by next week Sunday, you will come back with all your requests answered. Therefore, I decree and declare that these Egyptians you see today, may you see them no more forever. May you see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me speak over your life. We're wrapping up.
Let our King be lifted up. Let your name be lifted up. Let your praise be lifted up. Oh,
may my God prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. May my God anoint your head with oil. May your cup overflow. Lack and want is far from you. I say it again to a believer, lack and want is far from you. This grace that is called favor, let it rest upon your life. Let it rest on your business. Rest on your ministry. I curse prayerlessness from your life. I curse prayerlessness from your life. Everything that has eroded your passion for the study of the word, I declare, let that force leave your life forever. Fresh grace for the word. Fresh grace for the house of God. In the name of Jesus, every wrong company around your life, deceiving you, misleading you, I separate you from them forever. Shame and reproach is far from your life. Dishonor is far from your life. Regret is far from your life. In the name of Jesus, find speed in your destiny. Find speed in your destiny. I declare restoration of everything lost. May God amplify your voice. Amplify your gift. Open the book of remembrance on your case. Bring to your life great men. Connect you with strategic kingdom opportunities. You will love the Lord all the days of your life. Death is far from you. Failure is far from you. I call you a sign and a wonder. I say it again, I call you a sign and a wonder. Manifest as a sign and a wonder. Go and be a deliverer. In the name of Jesus. For your sake, may God lift your family. I promise to pray a prayer. As a family of faith, a responsible one at that, we pray for our nation, Nigeria. We pray for the entire continent of Africa, but we pray particularly for our nation, Nigeria. We pray for the military, the navy, the air force, the police, all of the paramilitary. We decree and declare that in the name of Jesus, they are empowered to keep and maintain peace in this nation. Beyond their professional abilities, let grace speak in their lives. We decree and declare that our military personnel will not lose their lives in battle. I pray that they are empowered to bring the causes of mayhem to justice in this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare all your loved ones who are involved in the military, air force, police, they are preserved in Jesus' name. This nation will keep going from glory to glory. This week, experience grace. Experience favor. In Jesus' name I pray. Wave your hands to Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen.
One more time. Jesus fast. You need to make it right with Jesus before you leave for your home tonight. For your sake, we're stretching for a minute or two more from our time because we want you to make it right with Jesus. You came to this place tonight, whether you are inside or outside, please all stand. We're wrapping up already. And you are yet to make a genuine decision for Jesus. We have just a minute for you. or you are here and you want to rededicate your heart, your life, as far as your walk with God is concerned, I will count 1 to 5. Let me request that you leave your seat. If you're coming from outside, you will need to rush to come stand before me here. I count 1 to 5, and for all those who desire to come, please pick your bags, your Bibles, and everything you came to church with, and make your way boldly as we clap for you. Let's begin our counting now. 1. Please appreciate them as they come. 2. Koinonia, is this the best? 3. Come to Jesus. Young and old, male and female, come to Jesus. 4. It pays to make it right with Jesus. You don't have to kneel, my dear. Please stand. Please stand and keep standing. If they insist, then let them be. But let them stand so we can have some more space. The final count now, 5. Let's clap for them as they come. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. I want to salute all of you for this courageous decision. For those who are not here, you may do well to just connect online or connect facing your LED screen so that we'll save time. I want to thank all of you for making this noble decision. It is a very noble decision to surrender your all and your everything to the Lordship of Jesus. May I request that you lift your right hand. Say this after me as loud and as clear as you can. Say, Lord Jesus. One more time, say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Lord, my Savior, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. I am a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. I declare you preserved by the blood. Based on the authority of God's word, I declare your sins forgiven. I call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. From tonight, the power to live a victorious Christian life is released upon you. You go from glory to glory and from grace to grace. Amen and amen. Please do me a favor of moving to my right. You see the counselors waving the placard. They will have a word with you very quickly for a minute or two, and you are back to your seat. Let's honor them as you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have you been blessed tonight? Let's give Jesus one last round of applause. Give him a big, big hand clap in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now let me encourage you to invite as many people to, when you're coming to church next week, make sure you invite people. We invite people because it is an opportunity to help them experience the life of God, the transforming power of the Spirit. And of course, for as many who cannot make it on site, do well to connect with us online or through our social media platforms. And I trust that God will bless you in the name of Jesus. A very big thanks again to all of you who have taken the time to travel from outside this city, outside this nation. We appreciate your time with us, and may the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Together, let's share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercies follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you and see you next week.